good morning, audio boomers. I intended to have a bit of a lie-in this morning, just because I'm still feeling rather headachy, but my friend the Kimmerers called me. She meant well. She had no idea she would wake me up, and she had a really good reason for calling. She wondered if I wanted a longer charging cable for my phone, which I do. So I'm actually really glad she called. And now I am wide awake. So I'm going to make some waffles. Now, they're not the normal standard Eggo waffles that you might be thinking of. I bought Nature's Path waffles with added fiber and flax. So they're supposed to have omega-3s and be very healthy. Now, whether they actually are or not, I don't know. But it sounds like it. I just have no idea how they're going to taste, so I will make some and let you folks on Audio Boom know. Syrup for the mocha part, and Nescafe Cafe, and of course milk. Nescafe coffee, I should say. I unfortunately do not have the space here for a cafetiere, or a Keurig, or a Tassimo. There's just no place to plug one in, because the kitchen in this hobbit hole is just far too small, and there are only a couple plugs here. They are taken up by my fridge and then either my microwave or my toaster oven, depending upon which one I need to use at a given time. And there's no place on my microwave slash toaster oven stand to put a coffee maker. So instant it is. I'm really looking forward to trying these waffles. I think they might be organic, actually, which is just awesome. Yesterday afternoon, I had some of the Christmas tea that I was given by my friend Jean for Christmas, and it was really, really nice. I added milk and sugar to it, but I actually didn't need to. It was black tea, and I could definitely taste the black tea, but it also had cinnamon and cloves and some other spice in it. I really enjoyed that. Okay. Now, the last time I made cafe mocha, I put a wee bit too much syrup in here, so let's not do that this time. It's actually really nice, though, if you just add the right amount, which I think I just did. Yay! There we go. I do have hot chocolate as well that I could add to it, but the syrup is actually just as tasty and very easy to add. Now, what do I do with my coffee spoon? I have measured out my life in coffee spoons. Now, I wonder if these waffles are going to be done in time for me to try them here on this boo. I hate making two-part boos. It just doesn't seem fair to you guys. Somehow. Unless I have something really important, or what I think is really important, to say. Oh, speaking of which, I'm very honored. My Happy Orthodox Christmas boo got featured today. I don't know why, because most of it really isn't important. A lot of it's just pure waffle. But, I'm really thrilled about that. I suppose what I could do if I wanted to is I could get a French press, because they don't require any electricity. That's kind of a good thought. I don't have a whole lot of money at my disposal right now, though. That's the problem. Yes, yes, I'm coming. Just a minute. Hold your blooming horses. This while they cool off a tad, and then tell you what I think of them. Yes. Just pouring my coffee here. There. Well, more water than I needed. I always do that. It is Michelle Sell, who is a lovely harpist from San Francisco. She's part of the San Francisco Philharmonic Orchestra, and then she also does solo stuff. So I'm going to pause this, and I'll come back to you and let you know about the waffles. Okie doke. Waffles are cool enough to eat now, so I will try one. Not bad. A little bland, but I could fix that with a wee drizzle of honey, or perhaps some Hartley's blackcurrant jam. Maybe that's what I'll put on the next one. Mm. They taste like they're healthy. But in a good way. Like, I can really taste the seeds and the flax in them.